This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he told U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday that a ground incursion by Israeli forces will be required in order to destroy Hamas and Rafah. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reporting.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden spoke by telephone Monday to rethink strategy around the Gaza border city of Rafah that is packed with displaced Palestinians. We have an argument with the Americans regarding the need to enter Rafah, not regarding the need to eliminate Hamas, but rather the need to enter Rafah. We do not see a way to eliminate Hamas militarily without destroying those remaining battalions. According to the White House, during the call with the Israeli Prime Minister, President Biden reiterated his deep concerns about the prospect of Israel conducting a major ground operation in Rafah. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Activists say that there are many acutely malnourished children in northern Gaza where famine is bearing down. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Without urgent action, famine will hit between now and May in northern Gaza, where 300,000 people are trapped by fighting. That's according to the World Hunger Watchdog, the Integrated Food Security Phase classification, on Monday. More than 5 months into Israel's ground and air assault, launched in response to Hamas's October 7th attack, there are widespread shortages of food, medicine, and clean water in Gaza, doctors and aid agencies say. Children's agency UNICEF said last week nearly one in three children under two in northern Gaza suffer from acute malnutrition, twice as many as in January. It found that 4.5% of children had severe wasting, the most life-threatening form of malnutrition.
That's Reuters.